USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court rejected Texas's long-shot bid to void 20 million votes in four states, clearing the path for Joe Biden's victory when presidential electors meet on Monday in states' capitals across the nation. Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley says,
"These are really troubling developments for the Trump legal team. They've never found terra firma in any of these cases. They've never been able to really move this litigation forward."
The federal government avoiding a partial government shutdown for now. President Trump putting his signature on a one-week stopgap funding bill Friday night, hours ahead of a midnight deadline. Aside from the government being funded for another week, this also gives Congress extra time to agree on a coronavirus relief package. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Convicted former movie producer Harvey Weinstein will remain in a New York prison for now after his lawyers and prosecutors agreed on Friday to postpone efforts to send him to California to face sexual assault charges. Reason being the worsening coronavirus pandemic. The judge agreeing to postpone Weinstein's extradition hearing until April 9th. A once-in-a-lifetime event is set to take place.
You'll be able to catch a celestial show that humanity hasn't seen for nearly 800 years. On December 21st, Jupiter and Saturn will align in a position known as the Great Conjunction, which is the point at which they are the closest to each other in the night sky as seen from Earth. The phenomenon is also referred to as the Christmas star. While this meeting happens every 20 years or so, in 2020 the planets will be closer than they have been since 1623. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The coronavirus pandemic has led to rising food insecurity across the country this year. According to Feeding America, about 54 million people nationwide will not have adequate access to nutritious food during the pandemic. Vice President and COO of Feeding America, Katie Fitzgerald, tells Fox News the pandemic is hitting many different people in many walks of life.
Yeah, you know, it's sad, Steve. I wish I could say that we think the situation is getting better, but it's really getting worse. As you said, the Feeding America network of food banks are consistently reporting, on average, a 60% increase in the number of people seeking assistance. And 4 in 10 of those people that show up at lines that you just talked about have never had to seek this kind of assistance before, and it's a really scary experience for people who want to be working and providing for their families and really struggling right now.
Fitzgerald continues.
The bad news is it is relentless. We have seen a consistent, on average, 60% increase in people seeking food assistance all across this country. It's affecting every county in the United States, including rural counties that are particularly hard hit, like those around me here in Oklahoma. The good news is there are a lot of things that people can do right now to help with this situation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.